Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to the Harpen on Rugby Preview Show. And joining me to look ahead to Leinster's next URC assignment is someone making his 77th pod appearance. Welcome back to Mr. Neil Keogh Keegan.
How are we? Now, listen, I'm wearing a shirt today, guys. I'm not in front of a jury. I'm in the office. So welcome to sunny Dublin.
You're in not the work office now. You're not doing this in work. Like, this is grand.
Oh, everyone can see what we're doing. It's perfect. Yeah.
all good. Anyway, listen, first up, before we get into go back to the URC, are we still celebrating after last weekend?
We are. It was a bit, I was just looking at the score before we started talking because I'd completely forgotten, thanks to Arthur Guinness. But so many work-ons over the last two games, which is not a bad thing. And the beauty of the Six Nations is the succession plan that we are seeing come into effect. So I think those two balancing things will keep our feet firmly on the ground as we march into possibly the biggest November series in a very, very long time.
Yep, definitely. And also a shout out, of course, to the under 20s as well. They got the job done. They did what they needed to do, but they just finished a point behind England. I mean, it's no shame considering the past couple of years they've had 15 matches in a row with just no defeats, one draw, and some amazing performances. A great crop of players coming through. So fair play to them as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now it's time to look at our feature match of the week, which is, of course, Zebra Parma v Leinster in round 12 of the 2023-24 BKT United Rugby Championship. It's taking place at the Sergio Lanfranchi Stadium on Saturday, March the 23rd, kicking off at 7:35 p.m. TV coverage in Ireland is on RTE2, Premier Sports 2, and URC.tv. And as ever, you can find the full listings for the weekend over at harpenandrugby.com. Just click the Rugby on TV tab. Leinster named their match day 23 at lunchtime on Friday. If you're watching on YouTube, it's right there in the screen. Or for pod listeners, it's in the program notes. Now, Keogh's picked out a couple of points from this Leinster lineup here, and starting with the reintegration of players.
Absolutely. So this is the thing. We started seeing players joining the squad for the last game of the Six Nations, wondering, will they be 23? Will they not be 23? But it was good for them to get in there. Now we have Ross Byrne starting. And we have Frawley at 15. So that means he's back ready to rock and roll, which is great. Jamie Osborne at 12. So like there's a lot of, he's keeping faith with what they're building, which is fantastic. And the lads get another week off to refresh, which is good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a short little window until we get back to the Champions Cup. So we need to get the players up and running soon. I thought maybe with Gary Ringrose only having a bit of game time, we might see him. But we're playing the Bulls next week at home. So I'd say we'll probably see him back captaining the side then. But definitely good to see Frawley back for sure. And you wanted to talk a bit more about Mr. Ross Byrne.
Yeah, look, I thought, as we said last week, I thought him getting back into the training squad would be good for him. I think him starting is good. Okay, yeah, to be fair, Harry's probably still nursing a bit of a headache from celebrating, but I think we, as we said last week, we need to see him kicking on. Ross Byrne needs to kick on as Ross Byrne does. And I think this is the perfect game for him to show what he's got. So, with all due respect to our Italian cousins, there will be time and opportunity for him, for Byrne to be Byrne, and that's worth the price of admission.
Definitely. Yeah, it's an interesting lineup. The injury report during the week, Tommy O'Brien is absolutely no luck at all. He would have definitely featured, I'd say, in this game. But it's an opportunity for Andrew Osborne to get his first cap. He played in those couple of games over in Bath and the Saracens in recent weeks. And he gets a go on the wing, of course, with his brother playing in the center with Liam Turner. And then in the pack, starting to become a reliable back row there of Will Connors, Scott Penny, and Max Deegan, and Ed Byrne getting his 100th cap for Leinster as well. So another debut to come off the bench. I think Dermot Mangan is there as well, and Fintan Gunn will be just getting his second cap. So the stereotypical blend of youth and experience throughout that team should be interesting. Now, a quick look at the Zebra lineup. Now obviously, a lot of times we sort of, it's easy to take this game as sort of a gimme, but when you look at their record this season, they are in the lower half of the table, but in 11 matches, they've picked up 8 bonus points. So they know how to stay in matches this year and they're getting there. So we definitely won't have things their own way.
No, we won't. And they're, we keep saying that when you're top or near the top, there's always a bigger target on your back, and everyone's going to come out swinging at the beginning. But the difference here is, as you say, Zebra can stay in. They're the annoying, they're that kind of the scar that never heals, and you keep picking at it. They're going to hang around forever. So that's why the start is always important. Just to go back to Leinster for a sec. So we're talking about the back row. We keep talking about the back row. What we have now, 6, 7, and 8, Connors, Penny, and Deegan, that can be now part of our, I don't want to say 6-2, all that sort of stuff, but they've been playing together for a massive chunk of this season, and they can be called on at any point in this season. So the continuity of that back row is great. So, we have two fairly high level, ready to rock and roll, integrated back rows, which is really, really important. But in terms of Zebra, yeah, it's an opening 20. They won't go away. They're stubborn, which is a great quality to have in any sporting team. So that's what I mean. We have to start as we have been starting. We need to put the foot down quick. Don't let their fans enjoy the day out. Allow everyone from D4 enjoy their time over in Italy.
Absolutely, yep. And that we'll move on now to the officials. As you can see there, Mourner Ferreira is the referee there. A couple of Italian assistants with Marius Jonker in the TMO. The weather for Parma doesn't look like it's going to be an issue. Patchy clouds and practically no rain, maybe a bit of wind. So that should be okay. Now maybe take a quick look at a pick of the other matches from the weekend.
Connacht at home against the Lions. I'm gonna be watching that. I've cashed in some brownie points to get control of the telly. Now Connacht having a similar issue with the guys coming back, but Blade's on a great run of form. JJ's on a good run of form, so I think they need to get in there and get moving, get the season back up and running with the lads to come back with Bundy and Mac is on the way back and all these kind of guys are on the way back. So as we start rolling into the business end of the season, Connacht need all their players fit and ready to rock, and they're planning well ahead in order to get there. So that's my other match for the weekend.
Absolutely. And of course, the other provinces as well have big matches. Munster need a win. They're going to the Ospreys. And of course, Ulster are going on this South
Go on,
African tour.
Ospreys. Sorry, interference out here.
Sorry, what is that? Yeah,
Go
something in my ear
on.
there. There's also Ulster now. They've got Richie Murphy taking over things there. That's going to be very interesting. And so it's a bit of a baptism of fire there going straight on the South African tour. Though the Sharks haven't had a great season, but that could be a double-edged sword there. They'll be motivated to get something. So it'll be interesting to see how they get on the next couple of weeks. They need to stay in the top eight as well. And finally, last, certainly not least, with other matches this weekend, shout out to the Irish women kicking off their Six Nations campaign. Big campaign for them now after the whitewash last season. But what they've done is, I think, in my opinion, they've seen sense, put the sevens teams, sevens players back into the team. We got great to see Parsons there in the lineup, Eve Higgins there in that starting lineup. Very strong team. Not the best of starts going away to France, but still. They can get a run out. They've nothing to lose out there, but put in a good performance, and we'll be definitely shouting for them.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that puts us into our head on the block time. How do you see the match against Zebra going?
As we say every week, my super brews are going badly. But no, it's a big win for Leinster. It's plus 10.
Should be. They should be. They should. They should win. But of course, like I say, Zebra could be stubborn. Right. Listen, that was a quick one, but we're going to leave it there, man. Many thanks for joining us again. What stand-up gigs have you got lined up down the road?
So we have a big week coming up. Wednesday, we're out in Inchicore in Rascals Brewery, and Friday, Good Friday, in the Mermaid Theatre in Bray. Tickets left for that. So everyone jump in. Kegolabs.com. It'll all be there.
Yep. Brilliant stuff. That links are in the program notes. Well, cheers, man. Have a great weekend. Hope to see you soon.
Cheers.
And many thanks to you all for tuning in to our latest preview show. If you can also tune in to Dublin South 93 FM around 5 p.m. on Friday, check out our Harp and Rugby segment. Then be sure to enjoy the match wherever you are. And you can follow us on all of the usual social media channels, including Threads and Blue Sky. And we will, of course, have a wrap pod for you. But this week it's recording on Monday evening. So hopefully you'll help us out by liking, sharing, and subscribing. In the meantime, stay safe, everyone. Slán.